President Bush has apologized to the Iraqi prime minister for an incident in which a U.S. soldier shot up a Quran for target practice. Mr. Bush phoned Nouri al-Maliki yesterday. The White House says he told the prime minister the soldier has been reprimanded and removed from Iraq. In other news from Baghdad, today the Iraqi army sent helicopters, tanks, and thousands of soldiers deep into the Shiite slum of Sadr City. For nearly 2 months, there's been heavy fighting there between U.S.-backed Iraqi forces and fighters loyal to Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. But a ceasefire was announced a week ago, and as NPR's Katie Adun reports, the Iraqi army is now trying to secure the area.
Outside the main entrance to Sadr City this afternoon, Iraqi soldiers stood casually by their tanks as thousands of people shuffled by. Since residents aren't allowed to drive through this checkpoint, people mostly walk over a bridge here to get in and out of the area. At 5 o'clock this morning, the Iraqi army sent 7 convoys in to secure this neighborhood of more than 2 million people. The troops met little resistance. Haji Salman, a day laborer, says he woke up to the sight of hundreds of tanks and vehicles filled with soldiers outside his front door.
We feel safe with them. The Iraqi army is from our people, so they belong to us, and we belong to them.
Sadr City is one of the poorest areas in Baghdad, so crowded that people live nearly on top of each other. U.S. and Iraqi forces battled Shiite militias here for 7 weeks. American forces were instrumental in securing the lower third of the area, but today it was only Iraqi forces that pushed in to secure the remaining two-thirds of the neighborhood. Farhan is a Sadr City resident and the principal at a local school.
Iraqi forces are much better. Whenever we see American tanks, we feel unsafe. But when we encounter Iraqi tanks, we say hello, and they say hello, and we feel safe.
This morning at a press conference, Iraqi Army spokesman Major General Qasem Moussaoui laid out the Army's plans for Sadr City.
The government has chosen to end the bloodshed. We went into Sadr City with the agreement of Muqtada al-Sadr's supporters. We plan to achieve security and stability and provide services in the area.
Moussaoui said that it took only 1 hour today for Iraqi forces to establish key positions inside Sadr City. He said soldiers have removed 100 roadside bombs, although there are likely thousands more. But militiamen from Muqtada al-Sadr's Mehdi army have disappeared from the streets. Katie Adun, NPR News, Baghdad.